hello, hello. This is DJ Bubbles, and you're listening to The Chatterbox, only at radio.dominican.edu. I'm so glad to be back, guys, because I haven't been here for a while. It feels like it's been forever. I know it has. Last week, I didn't have a show, but tonight, unfortunately, this is the last show of The Chatterbox. I know it's so sad and it's very bittersweet, and I know you guys who have been listening, thank you so much for listening and tuning in and calling in and being guests on my show. Last show I had, DJ Showtime was here with us and it was a lot of fun. He's my BFF. So anyways, thank you again for, you know, listening and tuning in and, you know, putting in your opinions and everything. And hopefully I'll be back after I come back from the Disney College program. It'll be super awesome. And, you know, one of my bosses was saying that I should do a Battle of the Sexes show. So maybe there's an idea right there. It sounds pretty interesting. I'd have to get a male host as well. So maybe I can work out something with Showtime. I don't know. We'll see. But it has been a while. We haven't been in school. I know Dominican University students have been on break. This is our first day back. Anyways, so our last day of classes was Tuesday of last week. And then we had Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to go home and be with our families, eat lots of delicious food, and then pass out, pretty much. The reason why I didn't have a show last week was because I had volunteered to set up for the Thanksgiving dinner that Dominican has every year, and it's really, really good food. You have everything. You have the turkey, you have mashed potatoes, you have vegetables, you have cranberry sauce, you have stuffing, you have bread, you have salad, they even had pasta. They had gravy too, but the gravy, don't know why and what they were thinking about the gravy, because it was like a greenish color. I don't know if it was supposed to be festive. I mean, obviously it was good because they just made it, but it didn't look too appetizing. My friend had gotten the gravy on his turkey and he said it was good, but it was just a little bit skeptical for me. And also, I can't forget about the pumpkin pie, the pecan pie, and the apple pie that they had. And they also had like a la mode to put on it, I guess. And so they put brown sugar and butter in a pan, and then they had like diced up apple pieces, and they put it on top of the pie. And I put it on top of my pumpkin pie, and oh my gosh, it was so good. Now, if you missed out on Thanksgiving dinner, Dominican students, you really missed out, because it was absolutely delicious. It's one of the best meals by far on campus. And they also have the Chef Expo that's coming up, I think, next semester. And so that food is really, really good, too. So if you get a chance to check that out, do it. It's fantastic. So anyways, but now, unfortunately, with the Thanksgiving holiday, I became sick, if you guys can't tell by my voice. And I do apologize in advance for sniffling and maybe coughing here and there. So again, I do apologize in advance. I was supposed to work Black Friday, but I was sick on Thanksgiving, like the actual day of Thanksgiving, and I couldn't move. And they wanted me to be at Justice, which is another place that I'll be working over Christmas. They wanted me to be there at 6 o'clock in the morning till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Now that's 8 hours. And, you know, I was complaining the day before I knew I was going to get sick. Oh, hey, you know, or actually it was a couple days before. Take that back. So the day I found out that I was going to be working that day for that long, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. I'm going to be like falling asleep on customers, or like falling asleep in the dressing room secretly or something, you know. But then on Thanksgiving, I did get sick, really, really sick. And so I had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning on Black Friday and call in and say, look, I can't come in. I sounded like a horse. I don't even know what I sounded like. I sounded like a dying frog. It was disgusting. But I sounded a little bit better, still a bit stuffed up, but. So, and then I worked on Saturday, which was totally fine because it was only like 3 hours. It ended up being 2.5 hours because my managers wanted to leave early. So that was okay. So I hope you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving. So secretly, you just didn't know it. You were eating food for me because we didn't really have a Thanksgiving. I just ate soup. which was fine because I was sick. And I mean, I could taste, but I couldn't taste at the same time. Does that make sense? Not really, but hopefully you guys understand. So that's all that happened over Thanksgiving break. I know a lot of my friends went home and they had really good food, or they went with their friends. Some unfortunately were stuck here at school and they couldn't go home to their families just because they, you know, they had a lot to do or they couldn't afford to go home. And so that's such a bummer and I feel bad. But, you know, in 2 weeks, so this week and next week, that's it. That's it of first semester. So we have this week to finish up. Then we have next week, which is our finals week. And then we'll be home free, going home for the holidays. And I believe you guys come back on the first day of classes is January 22nd. You guys get a long break. So the Dominican students get a really, really long break this year, which is really nice. Unfortunately, I won't have that long of a break, but that's okay because I'm going to Florida. That's fine. Totally awesome. So you guys are really, really lucky. And I know everyone's just basically done with this semester. We just want it to be over and whatnot. Like, it's just I'm getting frustrated with some of my professors and I'm just, you know, I'm kind of just ready to go home because I feel that it should have been we had finals last week and then we just have like 2 extra weeks for Christmas break. So we'd have like 8, which would have been super nice. And I know it's hard to come back after you've been gone for about a week. Yeah. So like 5 days. So it's really hard to come back and you're like, oh, yeah, I still have things I have to do. I have to study for finals, finish up some papers. It's really hard on all of us. But hang in there, everyone. I know we're almost there. We're almost at the end of the semester. And then when we come back, it'll be fun and we'll be refreshed. And then we'll start complaining all over again. But that's how it usually works. So we have a wonderful show for you tonight, in case you just tuned in. And I do have a guest coming on the show. His name is Chris. And I also have another guest who will be calling in. And his name is Aaron. They are actually my coworkers. And we're doing a kind of fun project together as coworkers. And we're writing a blog. And so I asked if they want to come on my show. And they said, sure. I know Chris is really excited. I know Aaron is excited. But he can't be here in the room with us. But that's okay. So they'll come a little later on. But again, we have the normal, usual stuff. We have talking about the TV shows, which we got to catch up on for sure. Got some celebrity gossip. You also have your hottest celebrities of the week, of course. And we've just got a whole lot. I want to share a couple songs with you that I'm into. And then one I have a question about. So we're going to take a quick little break. And when we come back, we'll talk about all that stuff. So stay tuned. Sing it on the sky. Bars. This is war. The president is on the line.
when I will be forgiven. Let us never fall apart. Let us never fall apart.
I've been wrong on more occasions than I'd like to recognize. But there's room in our vocation if we read between the lines. Every house needs a foundation, so the mortar will supply. We'll be broken, never broken. Let us laugh until we cry.
So say a prayer for me in silence. No cathedral, muck our hearts. That's when I will be forgiven. Let us never fall apart. Say a prayer for me in silence. No cathedral, muck our hearts. That's when I will be forgiven. Let us never fall apart. Let us never fall apart.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Chatterbox here with DJ Bubbles, only at radio.dominican.edu. I'm not going to tell you that my show is on Mondays from 6 to 7 p.m. because tonight is the last show, but I know I just told you anyways. But you guys, the podcasts are up on the website, so if you guys visit radio.dominican.edu, if you missed a show like mine or any of our other wonderful, lovely shows, you guys can check out the website and look at the podcast, and you guys can tune in, listen in. So in case you missed 1 week and you weren't able to listen, you can go ahead and then you won't miss anything at all. So that's pretty awesome. And I know my show is up there and a few other shows are there as well. I can't exactly remember which ones, but you guys can go ahead and look for yourselves. So before we took a break, I was talking about Thanksgiving and what happened, and I was wondering if you guys were having a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I did say that you guys secretly ate a lot of food for me because I couldn't eat Thanksgiving dinner, but I did have the one at my university, so that was pretty awesome. So I did mention that we were going to talk about celebrity gossip and have our hottest celebrities of the week, and I was going to play a couple songs for you. So first, before I go into anything, if you haven't checked out the last part of the Twilight series movie, then do it. It is really, really good. It, you know, because at first the movies weren't that spectacular. I will be honest. They weren't that spectacular. I mean, I've read the books. I own all 4 books. And the books, obviously the books are going to be better than the movies. It's just how it is. And there's more detail. And the movies just can't get every little bitty part in a couple hours, except Avatar was really, really long, like 3 hours or something. So, but they made it work and it was a really good movie. But anyways, so you guys should check out Breaking Dawn Part 2. It was really good. It was a big, big shock during the movie. I'm not going to say what. If you haven't seen it, go see it. If you have seen it, don't tell your friends about it because you just want them to be surprised and see what happens. They got to find out for themselves. Or you can do, what you can do is just wait until it comes out on DVD. I'm sure that there's going to be like a special pack where they have part 1 and part 2 in the stores when it comes out. But that won't be for a while since the movie just did come out. But I did see it at midnight with my friend Lena and it was really good. And there was a lot of people in the audience, obviously, because it's such a big hit. I do feel that Harry Potter was a bigger hit. You know, those kinds of movies were a bigger hit than Twilight, but Twilight was a good series, and some people are happy that it's over, and some people are really sad, and it's a little bittersweet, because the characters won't be there anymore. And Taylor Lautner, oh my gosh, so sexy. He was so cute, and he's, you know, he has the the abs, and it was just nice to look at. And you know, my friend Lena's over here like, oh my gosh, here he is. Come on, Jacob. You know, I don't want to see that. I was like, I do. Like, I mean, he's nice to look at. And if I were to choose a team, because I know everyone's like Team Edward or Team Jacob, neither, even though Jacob is really, really gorgeous, I would be Team Emmett, just saying, because then everyone else can fight over Edward and Jake, and I can just have Emmett all to myself. Which is totally fine. I know there's other people out there who love him too, but it's not such of a not a challenge, but a competition to get You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, everyone's like, oh my gosh, Edward's mine. You know, he's mine, not yours, blah, blah, blah. You know how girls get really excited about their celebrity and like, oh no, he would date me and not you. And, you know, I deserve him more. All that jazz. You know how girls do it. So I'm Team Emmett, even though I do love Jake. Edward's, he's a sweetheart, I guess I could say. I'm just not a fan of him. But that's okay. More for you ladies who are Team Edward. So that, if you guys haven't checked it out, go check it out. Or just wait till the DVD. Usually I'm one to not go to the movies and waste like $11 for a movie if I don't like it. So I could just wait till it's on DVD and I can find out if I like it or not. Like Tangled, for instance. I wasn't sure about Tangled. I didn't know why they didn't call it Rapunzel. But my friend showed it to me last year and I absolutely loved it. So it's one of my new favorite Disney movies. Alrighty, so speaking about movies, we'll just go right along with TV shows. I know I haven't, you know, been, I wasn't, there wasn't a show last week, but, you know, there's a lot of things that you guys missed or you saw it and I just didn't talk about it. But we'll go ahead and talk about Once Upon a Time in Vampire Diaries, you know, the normal, the usual. And Vampire Diaries, we'll talk about it not last week, but the week prior to. And it was a pretty interesting episode because Elena was basically going to kill her. No, basically, she was going to kill herself. She was about to jump off the bridge and she was talking to her mom, like her biological mom or her adoptive. No, take that back. Not biological. Her adoptive mother. And the mother was saying, you know, you're just basically an abomination and you were ready to die and, you know, do it. Just kill yourself. And Elena was really going to do it. But then Stefan had told Damon, go find her and, you know, make sure she doesn't do anything bad, which was be killing herself. So Damon finds her. But Elena is having these illusions because when I did have a show a couple weeks ago, I had talked about how she had killed the vampire hunter. And now Jeremy has the symbol, which is a little upsetting, but it was bound to happen. So because Elena killed the vampire hunter, there's some consequences that, you know, Klaus had dealt with. And so he's explaining to Stefan what's going on. And when you kill them, you have these hallucinations. And the person that you kill, they're going to be out for revenge and they'll stalk you and, you know, they'll make your life miserable. And Elena accidentally thought Jeremy was the vampire hunter that she killed. And so she stabbed her brother in the neck because of the hallucination. So that was really scary. And I know Kayla was probably freaking out because Kayla loves Jeremy. She absolutely loves him to death. So I hope she was okay. Or if she hasn't seen it, whoops, I didn't mean to say anything. So just pretend you didn't hear that, Kayla. But anyways, so all that was happening. And so at the so Damon eventually saves Elena. And he, because the sun is rising and she took off her ring, she threw it over the bridge into the water and the sun's coming up. So Damon grabs her and they both jump off the bridge. And yeah, so basically she's fine. And Damon just makes a comment, oh, you know, the vampires don't like water. Excuse me. So then Stefan and Elena talk. Goodness, excuse me. Hold on one sec, guys. I'm going to give you a little bit of music so I can get over this cough spell. All right, sorry about that, guys. You know, this happened to me on the show before. Obviously, it happened again. I think the last time I was sick, too, and it happened again. And it sounds like I just cried, but I didn't. I just really watered my eyes. So anyways, Damon and Elena, they talk after Damon was being such a sweetheart and saved Elena's life. And Stefan says, I can't do this anymore. And Elena's like, I know. Because once Elena became a vampire, you know how Stefan was telling her everything is heightened. So touch, scent, hearing, everything. Emotions also are heightened. And because she did have feelings for Damon, And now that she's a vampire, those have been heightened as well. So Elena tells Stefan, I know. And they break up. I'm being silent for a reason. So I know some of you are really rooting for Stefan and Elena to be together. A lot of others wanted Damon and Elena to be together, you know, because either you're team Damon or you're team Stefan. I know that one of my roommates for Disney, the Disney program, she really likes bad boys, and Damon is one of them, and so she absolutely loves Damon. And if she's listening right now, which I'm sure she is, she knows who she is, so hello. But now we have to see what happens with Damon and Elena, because I think the new episode is coming on this week, because I skipped over a week. And Elena, I think, is going to tell Damon how she feels. Now, Elena is just really upsetting me right now, because she can't pick one. She's exactly like Catherine. Exactly. And speaking of Catherine, she was in the episode in the hallucinations that Elena was having. So we're just going to have to see what happens. I don't know. Like, I'm concerned about Jeremy, because he killed a hybrid so he get more of the tattoo on his body so they can have the map for a cure. Now, we'll see if they get a cure, or if there is such a cure for vampirism. And I'm thinking, if there is a cure, if they'll just use it for Elena, or Damon and Stefan will use it, or Caroline, or anyone who's associated as a vampire. Even a hybrid, too. Maybe there, it's like you can work for hybrids, too. But we'll see what happens. It's a long ways away. So we're hoping for the best. And then you have Once Upon a Time from last night. Not going to happen. Talk about what happened. Not last week, but a week before. And Once Upon a Time was pretty good last night, because there's now a way to get home. And they found it through that fiery room that Aurora and Henry are stuck in. And because Henry was burned so badly, Prince Charming decides to sacrifice himself and go under a sleeping curse and find Snow. And then they figure out how they're going to stop Korra. And Captain Hook is back in the episode, which I'm super happy about. But he's like triple, quadruple crossing everyone. And, you know, he seems nice at first, but then he is still on Korra's side, trying to get to Storybrooke to get revenge on Mr. Gold, who is Rumpelstiltskin. Excuse me again. So, unfortunately, though, because Prince Charming had this idea that when he finds Snow and they kiss, he'd wake up in the real world. However, it's just an illusion, and they're not exactly there. They're not really there. They just can kind of see each other, so they can't touch. And then Snow starts to disappear, and she wakes up. Excuse me. So, you know, Charming is upset, but we don't know how long he's going to be asleep for and what's going to happen, because now Aurora has been let go by Hook. However, he took her heart. And so Korra has her heart and controlled her, and she like talked over the heart, and Aurora said what Korra was saying. So it was like Korra was controlling Aurora to say certain things. And now, so Korra knows everything. And so I'm like, this witch, literally. So we'll see what's going to happen, because I'm a little nervous for them, because now Korra knows exactly what they're doing. And next week is the winter finale. So if you guys need to catch up on your Once Upon a Time, do it, because winter finale is next week. And I don't think I can watch it next week because my dad's taking my TV on Saturday, but I'll find a way to watch it, probably in the living room. Yeah, I'll watch it in the living room. So anyways, don't miss out, because then it will be returning in January, they said. I don't know what day. And don't forget, everyone, that Pretty Little Liars is coming back on January 8th. So I'm going to take another quick little break. It'd be like one song or half of a song. And come back and get all this covered before I do have my guests come in, because it is almost 6:30. And that's when I told them to be here. So stay tuned and we'll be right back. Thank you.
to see your face, it just closed my eyes. And I am taken to a pastry of crystal mind. A magenta feeling, they take a shelter in the face of my spine. Straight like a chicken cherry cola. I don't need to try to explain, I just hold on tight. And if it happens again, I'ma move so slightly to the arms and the lips and the face of the human kind of all that I need to, I want to. Come and stand a little bit closer. Breathe in and get a bit higher. You'll never know what hit you when I get to you. A deep commitment, getting comfy, getting perfect is what I live for. Put a look and then I smell a perfume. It's like I'm down on the floor and I don't know what I'm in for. Conversation has a time and place in the interaction of a lover and a nip at the time I'm talking.
I told you guys it would be a really, really quick break just to make sure I get everything that I want in before my guests do show up. So before break, we had talked about the television episodes and Twilight and how everyone should go see it because it is the best by far. And I'm going to give a shout out to James, my friend in Florida. I don't know if he's listening right now, but he just texted me and so he said hello. So anyways, I'm going to get on to the celebrity gossip real quick. And I don't know where to start because you know how I told you guys a couple weeks ago that Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez are no more? Well, they're back together, and I'm not really happy about that because Selena deserves so much more than Justin Bieber. He, in my mom's words, and I quote, he is a wannabe. Now, she's right. To be really honest, she's really right. I mean, I like some of his songs, which I actually will play one of his songs for you in a second here, but, you know, I don't like him as a person. I saw him at the music awards that they had a couple weeks ago. And he was holding his crotch like Michael Jackson did, like trying to hold up his pants or something. And it just, he wasn't, according to my mom, he wasn't being himself. Like, he wasn't being his own person, which is true. He's just trying to be exactly like some others. Now, I could be wrong, and I know a lot of you believers would disagree with me. But that's just how I feel, and I know that's how my mom sees it too. I mean, he's very, very successful for his age. I think he's like a year or two younger than me. I think he's about 2 years. Yeah, he's 2 years younger than me because Selena Gomez is born the same year as I am. But I don't really know how I feel about them getting back together. I think publicity was saying that you guys should try again. I heard there was like an engagement involved, like they were going to get engaged, which is way too young to be engaged. I mean, seriously, come on now. Everyone and their friends are getting engaged or they're pregnant or both. And it's just kind of ridiculous. But if you're happy, totally fine. Live your life. It's not mine. Just not my decision. So that's just the celebrity gossip I have for you today. I thought, you know, I heard about it over break. I was disappointed in her because she just deserves so much more. I know that one of my teammates on the cheer team was like, she's just too much of a woman for him. And she's absolutely right. I will have to agree with Jane. So I will go ahead and tell you the hottest celebrities of the week, and I will tell you who the hottest or the sexiest man alive is, according to People. So I'll go ahead and start with the sexiest man alive. If you guys don't know already, the sexiest man alive for this year is Channing Tatum, and he is pretty sexy. Now, it's really, you know, I read the article over a break, and he was really honored that he was the sexiest man alive or sexiest man of 2012. And I read the article about how he told his wife, Jenna, I believe her name is. Yes. And it was kind of an awkward situation how he told her. I think they were washing their dog or something like that. Don't quote me on that because I don't really remember. But it was just very awkward. And she just kind of laughed and she was really happy for him. And she's happy, you know. I mean, my husband is the sexiest man alive for 2012. So the hottest celebrities of the week for you this week, for the final week, is Mila Kunis, and you will find her in various movies, and you will find her on That 70s Show, and she's just a really funny person. She's very pretty. I think she's really pretty, and she's just, like, to me, she's down to earth, and she's real, and she's not all, she's not fake and she doesn't have to try to get people to like her. She's just a genuine person. And the hottest male celebrity of the final week of the Chatterbox is Taylor Lautner. I was going to say Channing Tatum, but I mean, he already won the award for Sexiest Man Alive, and that's such an honor. And me being just a little radio show here, no. He can have that title, and I'll give Taylor Lautner the final hottest male celebrity of the week position, spot, whatever you want to call it. So those are your, and you'll see obviously him in Twilight. He was also Shark Boy in Shark Boy and Lava Girl when he was a lot younger. He looks the same, just bigger and with an awesome body. So, you know, I know most of you know who these people are. If you don't know who they are, go look them up. Follow them on Twitter. Do whatever you got to do. I actually made a personal Twitter account. I never thought I'd see the day, but I did. I had to make one for my digital media convergence class. And then I had to... No, I had to make one for my blog for the radio show. And then I had to put it on there, and it was just crazy. And then I was just like, you know, I guess I'll make a Twitter because I kind of want to. So I did. I caved. I said I never would, but I did. But anyway, so those are your hottest celebrities of the week. Mila Kunis is your female celebrity, and Taylor Lautner is your male celebrity. And don't forget, Sexiest Man Alive is Channing Tatum. So I'll go ahead and play the songs. My guests are still not here yet, and I'll actually go ahead and get that set up. But I'll ask you guys a question while I'm getting this ready. How do you guys feel about Christmas music already playing? Now, I know we had Black Friday. I know we had Thanksgiving. So that's usually the time when stores start playing the Christmas music. I know a few stores, they actually started playing their music like in the beginning of November. I think Kohl's was one of them. They heard the music for like a month and they're still going. So I don't know, excuse me, how I feel about that, because we still have a week left of November. We can't even enjoy Thanksgiving without hearing about Christmas or Hanukkah or something. And before I continue on, James Hanlon, my friend, my boyfriend from Florida, he's not really my boyfriend, it's just a little thing between us. He said that Channing Tatum is not the sexiest man alive, it's him. So, James, in your eyes, yes, you are the sexiest man alive. And so, applaud yourself, be proud of yourself. But according to People Magazine, you are not the sexiest man alive. It is Channing Tatum. So, sorry, James, I love you, but it wasn't chosen by People Magazine. So anyway, so I don't know how you guys feel about Christmas music already starting when we do have a week left of November, and then you have the whole month of December to listen to the Christmas music, and then you got the radio stations playing Christmas music, and you have stores playing Christmas music. I don't know how you feel about that. I know I'm not really fond of it. I mean, I get to celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah because my mom is Jewish and my dad is Catholic. So that's pretty fun, but I don't know how you guys feel about that. So I'm going to play a new song with Bruno Mars. It's called Moonshine. I'm not exactly sure how I feel about the song, even though I am a Bruno Mars fan. I'll always be a hooligan, but I want to see what you guys think about it. So I'm going to play that for you, and then my guest just walked in, so we'll go ahead and talk to him soon. So hold on, I'll get that ready for you guys.
Even better than the way you did the night before. And the moment that you kiss my lips, you know I start to feel wonderful. It's something incredible. There's sex in your chemicals. Oh, ooh, let's go. You're the best way I know to escape the extraordinary. This world ain't for you, and I know for damn sure this world ain't for me.
that's around me knows that I'm not myself when you're gone. It's good to see you again.
Alrighty guys, welcome back to the Chatterbox here at radio.dominican.edu. You just heard the song Moonshine by Bruno Mars. It's one of his new singles, and his album is coming out on December 11th, 2012. So I'm not sure how I feel about that song. The first time I listened to it, it wasn't that spectacular, but I did like the chorus of it, and I'm starting to like it a little bit better. I'll just say it's not one of my favorite songs. I'll just go ahead and say that. So, I did mention that I do have a guest. I'm supposed to have two guests, but one of them is here right now. The other one is supposed to be calling in. And right now, I have Chris with me. He is one of my coworkers, and as I've mentioned on the show before, we are ambassadors, student ambassadors here at Dominican, and we're both awesome. I just have to say, we're both pretty awesome. So, Chris, would you like to introduce yourself to the world?
Hey, what's going on, guys? My name is Chris, and I am in sophomore one, nursing major here at Dominican, and this is my second year being an ambassador, and it's a lot of fun.
So how's the nursing program?
The nursing program's really fun, but it is a lot of work. We do have a ton of stuff to take care of, but hopefully going to prepare us for when we take care of real people.
That would be good. I was actually surprised when I found out you were a nursing major. I know that Joe is another coworker of ours, and he's a nursing major as well. But I expected something different out of you. I don't know why. So what made you get into nursing?
Why'd you expect something different?
I don't know. Not a lot of guys that I know are nursing majors, but I think it's totally awesome that you are, because we need more male nurses.
Yeah, we are a rare breed here at Dominican. So the reason I got into nursing was just because I've always been interested in the medical field ever since I was really young. And I really like being really close to people and having the personal contact that you don't really get as much if you were going to go into being a doctor or a specialized profession. So I like the patient relationship.
That's really cool. So how was your Thanksgiving? I'll just go ahead and start off with that too.
It was pretty good. I ate too much, as usual, but that's fine.
I was telling my listeners earlier that they secretly were eating for me because I've been sick. So you ate, like, turkey and mashed potatoes and all that good
turkey,
stuff.
Turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, all the works. Yeah, of course.
And did you come to Dominican's Thanksgiving dinner, or did you miss out on that?
I missed out on it, unfortunately. I should have had two Thanksgiving dinners. That would have been awesome.
It, yeah. I technically just had one. I would have had two if I didn't get sick, but, you know, that's how life goes.
That's life. That is true.
And so did you go home for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I was at home, and then I went to go to my grandmother's house to hang out with her. It was really nice. It was kind of the first get-together we've had in a while with my whole family because everybody's off at college. My twin brother's out at Sacramento State, so.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, Sactown, you know, go, you know, I'm kind of towards that way. Go through Vacaville.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's where I'm from. So, and then do you have any plans for Christmas already? Because we only have 2 weeks left.
To sleep in, that's my plans for Christmas. Merry Christmas to me, to sleep in and yes. Not study.
There you go. That's a nice long break. You guys don't come back till the 22nd.
I know, 7 weeks almost. So I'm going down to San Diego, which is going to be awesome.
Oh, that's really nice. So you guys, do you have family there? You just want to go down there or?
No, me and a bunch of friends are just heading down for fun. So
that sounds really good.
Time off.
That sounds really, really nice because we all need the break. I know a lot of people are stressed. Nursing majors are probably really, really stressed.
Yeah. Everybody's kind of tearing at each other's throats and ripping their hair out right now, but it's okay.
Yeah. You know, you'll get through. You all love each other and you guys will pull through. So I did want to talk about something because I do have Chris here finally, which is awesome. And hopefully we'll hear from Aaron soon. I found this article on Cosmopolitan and it's just some relationship advice from men. And I wanted to ask Chris some of these, if he agrees on some of them or he doesn't agree on it or, you know, what he thinks about the whole situation.
Should have had my girlfriend call in.
Oh, well, this, you know, see, there you go. So you have the, you know, have a girlfriend. So there you go. That would have been perfect, but it's okay. We can manage. We got this. So the first one is from Cosmopolitan. The guy says, don't get upset if it takes us a while to text you back. Sometimes we just have other things going on at the time or we don't want to seem too overeager. Sometimes I'll text before I jump on a subway home and I'm stuck underground for an hour. So how do you feel about that?
Well, yeah, there's like a, it's like the whole girl gets mad if guy texts back too slow situation. But people have busy lives, especially all college students. We're all busy. We have work. We have schoolwork. We have to study. And sometimes you just need to put your phone down for a little while. So yeah, it is kind of a thing where men, we just don't really think about it. We're like, oh, well, we have stuff to do. And we kind of just set our phone down, but it's not meant to like, it is what it is, you know?
Right. So I do have to agree with that. I know sometimes I was used to receiving a text messages constantly. And then when I didn't get a response that I wanted and it was like an important question or something and I didn't get a response right away, I was kind of frustrated, but I learned to just,
well, yeah, definitely. I mean, I totally agree with your side. Like if you're having an important conversation, then definitely it's a lot better if people respond quickly. But sometimes, I mean, you a lot of jobs you can't text on the job, right? And a lot of times you're in class, you're taking a test, you can't text, and that's just something that people have to be understanding of.
Exactly. So, well, at least we agree on that, so that's pretty awesome. And so the next one is, regardless of what you've heard, realize that guys can indeed be just friends with other girls. Some women can get really jealous for no reason. Some think there's no such thing as a platonic relationship with another girl. Either one or the other of you wants to hook up. It's important for them to know that those relationships can and do exist with the opposite sex. Don't drive yourself crazy over them. So do you have a lot of girlfriends that are just friends?
I do, yeah. And then I like being friends with females. I like being friends with males. I like friends, you know?
Right.
And sometimes there's no attraction whatsoever. It's just you enjoy that person's company and it just, that's the way it is.
I feel that I have more guy friends than I do girlfriends. Do you feel that you have more girlfriends than guy friends, or is it like balanced or more guy friends? I don't know. That's just how I feel.
I think it's really balanced, but I do have my core, like my boy pack that we all hang out with. And so like really, really close friends, I definitely say I have a few more really close guy friends than girlfriends.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. So girls, it is possible that guys are just friends with girls. Don't freak out. Just don't do it. All right.
Worry yourself too much.
Yes, we do. I mean, it's just, you know, we have those emotions. We, you know, we go through the whole scenario through our head and we have other scenarios. It's kind of nuts.
Man, we're simple. We just want to eat, sleep, and play video games.
Yes. Hey, video games are cool.
Simple minds.
Simple. There you go. So the next one is, sometimes we just need time to hang out with the boys. As you had mentioned, you have your core guy friend pack thing. Just because you aren't invited out to the bar doesn't mean you have anything to be upset or jealous about. I usually find that time away from my girlfriend makes me appreciate the time we have together and that much more. So because you do have a girlfriend, is this true?
Yeah, definitely it's true. Sometimes I just need to kick back and hang out with my boys. You know, we need to just play some video games or do fun stuff or go out and prank or do whatever we do.
Guy things, yeah,
like do guy things. Yeah, play football. And like my girlfriend, she's really cool. She fits in with the guys and everybody all gets along. All my guy friends really love her. But sometimes when we just want to have like a boys night, it's just a boys night. And she does the same thing with girls nights, you know, right. Like all the girls get together and do their thing. And it's the same way with guys.
Well, that's really nice that you guys can have that balance. I know sometimes it seems like you're never away from your significant other, and sometimes you feel like you are, and then it just gets crazy. So that's good you guys have that balance. And then the next one is, please take a compliment. It's frustrating when you give a girl a compliment and she disagrees. We weren't asking for your approval on your opinion or on our opinion, just telling you how great you look. How do you feel about that?
Well, that one I agree with to an extent. Some girls, though, I hate fishing for compliments. When girls fish for compliments, that's the worst. It's a really big like turn off, and you're just kind of like, damn, like this girl is like needs to relax a little bit, you know. And then sometimes like girls, you kind of have to compliment them, and they'll be like, well, like really, like blah blah blah, and you have to kind of reaffirm it. It's just because, you know, it's not that she's like, as long as she's not fishing, then it's like fine in my book.
It's okay. Yeah, because I know that when I had my ex-boyfriend, which I don't really want to talk about, but he used to compliment me and I didn't believe anything he said, and it was just because I don't know if it was like insecurities or it's just, you know, if he was just plain straight lying to me, because it's like, he's like, oh, you look really good. I'm like, I'm in some sweats and my hair is a mess and I have no makeup on. Really?
Sometimes we do think you guys look good that way, though. So it just sometimes that happens.
I have heard that song, you know, with the lyrics in there. So I was just making sure it was still somewhat true. So the next one is to not feel obligated to play down your strengths if you're good at something like work or a special talent. We all like to see excellence and even more so be around it. If you're great at something and can speak about it with confidence, it makes other people want to be around you and it can be a big turn on. So is this a big turn on for you, or do you just agree with it, or?
I definitely agree. I really like a girl who can like take care of herself and can do things on her, who isn't helpless, who isn't needy, you know?
Right.
And it's, well, at least in my opinion, it's really cool to be able to be around a girl who works on her own, who does things on her own, who is really, I don't want to say independent because it's kind of like the cliche, but like, but she can do things on her own. It's really cool to be around, you know? And sometimes it makes it even more special when you like cater to her, you like take her out, you do things for her, you know?
Right.
So
do you guys kind of compete? So if, you know, you're good at something, like say you're going to play a game and you want to like beat each other, and do you guys have like a competition to see who's better at something, or how does that work?
No, because I always win. Because
really,
men rock.
So how? I'm glad your girlfriend's not listening right now, because then we'd be having a interesting conversation. So the next one is, it's a turnoff for me when a girl pretends to like something just because I like it. You like the Knicks? Weird. I love the Knicks. Who's that tall one again? Who are you and what are your interests? If we disagree about stuff, let's have fun disagreeing about it. And if anything winds up being too important, then, well, it won't work out and that's fine. So do you get, I mean, I'm sure, you know, your relationship is not perfect. I mean, no relationship is. But how is that for you? Like, I'm not trying to, like,
dig into your personal life,
but
I don't know. Like, I my relationship is definitely my favorite relationship so far. My girlfriend's really awesome, but I would definitely agree with that. Like, if you can't be yourself with someone who's supposed to be your significant other, then that's not the right situation. It's not going to make you happy in the long run, you know?
Right.
If you can't be yourself, and that's not fair to you, and it's not fair to the other person as well, because you're putting on a highlight reel of yourself, which isn't, that's not cool.
Yeah. So I know there's always going to be times you're going to disagree on stuff. You know, no one is perfect. No relationship is perfect. Nothing is perfect in life. So it's nice that you guys can kind of have like those arguments, but you like, if you do, if it's like really serious, you guys can make up. And
oh,
if
yeah,
it's
definitely
not really serious, like if it's just really funny, like, oh, you know, I like the color blue. And
it's awesome to be able to agree to disagree.
Yes, I do like that. So the next one is, we only have time for a couple more, but the next one is, don't be shy about suggesting dates that interest you. Guys are just as tired of going out to dinner over and over again as women are. A woman who suggests awesome date activities is a one guy can really appreciate, and it's nice to have something else to talk about other than yourselves and food.
All right.
Oh, here we go.
This one off.
Here we go. Okay, go for it.
So first off, I fundamentally disagree with guys are just as tired to going out to dinner, because free food is always awesome and men love food no matter what the occasion. So keep taking us out to dinner, ladies, because it's awesome.
But wait, you said free food. So are you saying your girlfriend pays for it?
Sometimes we trade off.
There you go. So see, that works. So as long as you trade off too. You said free, and I was like, wait a second.
Well, we like taking girls out to dinner as well. It's nice to be able, like I said earlier, it's nice to be able to cater to a girl once in a while that can take care of herself, you know?
Yeah.
It makes it that much more special. But yeah, if like my girlfriend just recently took me out to the 49ers game.
Oh, wow.
We did a bunch of fun stuff in the city, which was, it was really cool, and she planned the whole thing. So when girls can do that, it's really awesome. It's really fun.
Kind of takes the weight off of your shoulders. Like, oh, what do we have to do now? Like, what should I figure out to do?
Yeah. And it's really nice too, to just have the surprise like switched around on you.
That's really good. Cause I know sometimes it's hard to think of something new if there's nothing going on or anything like that. So we're going to find a couple extra ones. We'll go for this one. The next one is, when you complain to a guy about something, know that he's probably thinking about how to fix that problem. Men don't complain just to vent. We're also looking for a solution. If all you want is for us to listen, be sure to tell us beforehand so you don't get frustrated when we try to solve things.
Yeah, that's kind of... I agree with that one. And like, it's the stereotypical, like, men, we're simple, we try and be really straightforward, we try and solve the problem, and women just want to vent and think about it on their own and then kind of push the problem away or do whatever they want to do with it, you know. I don't know, it's kind of a stereotypical thing to say, but that's just been like kind of the experience I've had, you know.
So I just wanted to let you know real quick that my friend James really likes you because of all the things that you're saying. He's been, you know, he had this ex-girlfriend that was absolutely insane. I didn't really know her. She messaged me randomly.
Men can be victims too, ladies.
Yes. Yes, they can. I have to agree with that. So he said, you know, his ex-girlfriend never planned anything. And, you know, she felt that he should always plan things. And
she was the needy type.
Yes, she was very needy, and I didn't even know her. Like, I wasn't introduced to her or anything like that, and I can just tell. And she's just a brat. Like, she's just a total brat. I'm sorry, James. I'm sure that you agree with me right now. And he just said she would never plan anything, and then that's when he said, I like this kid. And I was like,
Sometimes also, though, you kind of have to put your foot down, you know, and be like, hey, like, why don't you plan something for once? And the power of suggestion never hurts. You know?
Like, just having like an idea, or just be open minded to stuff is really, really good.
It's really important for both people in a relationship to just be open and talk with each other and be really honest, you know.
All right. So then I just got a text from Aaron, too. And Aaron, I apologize for not getting it so soon, but he asked when he should call, and I was like, now, like, we have like 5 minutes, but we can go a little bit over because I don't have to be at practice until 7:30. It's totally fine. But the next one is, so Aaron, if you hear anything you want to shout out to, please call the number so you're involved too. We miss you. We love you.
We miss you, Aaron.
We love you. So try to call us if you can. But the next one is, don't talk about your exes, why you're single, or your insecurities unless the guy brings them up. So is there ever a time that you've brought up like any of those issues with your girl or any of your girlfriends, like any of those, or do you ask, or you just don't try to get in that?
Well, it's really nice. My girlfriend, she's not a jealous like girl at all, which is really, really nice. And sometimes we just talk about what we appreciate about each other in terms of kind of our exes, you know, and then we just ask each other what we can do better as like a significant other, as a person, you know. It's just good. It's all, there's always room for improvement.
And so you really have that communication with your girlfriend then. Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's it's really good. Nice. Yeah. I know they say that, you know, if you don't have the communication, you don't have trust, you have nothing.
And the thing they also forget is humor. You got to have humor. You got to laugh once in a while.
Well, you know, the first day that we had training for ambassadors, being my first year, you were funny. Like, you were hilarious. And, you know, did you know that Joe's name tag was on your back?
Yeah, he stuck it on there, and it was on there for like a day.
For a day. I took a picture of that, and I was like, oh, look at that. New Joe Barahona.
We're pranksters. We're pranksters. Laughing's good for everybody, you know?
Yes, they say laughter is the best medicine, so.
And they're right.
I have to agree with that. You know, you got to laugh every once in a while. And, ladies, if you're trying to, like, watch your weight or you want to lose weight, laughing burns calories. Did you know that, Chris?
You'll get some abs, yeah.
There you go. See, so, you know, just laugh until you cry as much as you can. So, just, you know, just do it. It's nice. I mean, you know, there's days where you're going to have some bad days, but just kind of, like, make it a good, better day. I don't know. So, Chris, here, let me tell you a joke real quick. I made this up, and it's really corny, but let me know what you think. What did the dog say when he felt his fur?
What did he say?
Ruff, ruff.
Rough, rough. That is corny, but that's good.
Really corny, but I was just like, you know, maybe I could put on the Laffy Taffy wrappers. You know how they have those,
or
like,
under
really
the Snapple cans, like on the Snapple.
Like those facts and stuff that they have.
The fun facts that no one actually knows if they're real or not.
That they said, what was it? They said that poison oak or poison ivy is not like anything. It's like,
not
it's
poisonous.
Like, it's, well, it's poisonous, but it is part of the cashew family or something like that. I was really,
yeah, like
intrigued.
I said, no one ever knows if the quote-unquote real facts are actually real.
Yes, that is just like, I don't know, I believe it. I definitely believe it. So the next one is, maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I love to see a woman dressed up. Plenty of women can get away with wearing anything, but I've always appreciated women that play up their differences. It's sexy. How do you feel?
I think I agree with this one, but also this goes two ways. I love it when, like, when a girl gets all done up in a dress and hair and makeup and everything done, like, girls look really, really pretty that way. It's really awesome. But on the other side of that, like, a lot of times girls tend to wear way too much makeup, or they get way too done up for things that they don't need to be done up for. And it kind of takes the magic away, you know?
Right.
And a lot of girls are really pretty just without makeup, without high heels, without their dresses going on, you know. But so it goes both ways.
That's really good to hear, you know, from a guy's perspective, because I know a lot of ladies think that they have to wear makeup and they have to always constantly look nice to get a guy's attention, and that's not always the case. Like, right now I'm in practice clothes and I'm just like, I don't care. Like, to be really honest, I mean, I do care about how I present myself, but it's just, you know, having to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning, not wanting to comb my hair, not wanting to put on makeup when I don't feel up to par, you know, it's just not worth it. But, you know, hey, sweats and some jeans or some.
Hey, you got to do it. You got
to
do it.
Yeah. I mean, I have to do it on Wednesday. I have a presentation. I have an interview and a presentation. So,
well, there you go.
See, I got to look presentable that day. Not saying that I don't look presentable, but so the next one is, please eat food at restaurants. Eating like a bird is really off-putting, especially if we're dropping a fair amount of money. Going out to eat means going out to eat. Like drinking alone, no one wants to eat alone. It's a social thing.
Yeah, I personally, I've never had this problem.
Oh,
all
good.
My girlfriends just mob food like crazy.
There you go.
And so do I. So it's
perfect.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. Like, I think this problem is getting kind of smaller and smaller. The girls being afraid to eat in front of guys, but everyone eats. Like,
yeah,
it's,
you
not
have to,
like,
eat.
That's dumb to be like, oh, I don't eat, I'm not hungry.
I want,
like,
a salad, or
yeah,
I want,
like,
some water. Like, I mean, sometimes, like, I know when I went out, like, I had water just because I wanted water, and he was like, what are you doing? I said, I can't have water.
Yeah,
but I mean, I get like a burger for dinner or something.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna eat, like, eat. You know what I mean? If you're not hungry, then you're not hungry. That's a different story. But if you're hungry and you don't eat, then that's just kind of a waste, and it's off-putting to us as well, because we put time and effort into the thing, you know.
Right, exactly. Because I know Some, I know some of my friends, they're kind of afraid to eat. I mean, just because maybe they're uncomfortable. Maybe it's like a new date or first date or something like that. So I totally understand. But, you know, just show the real you. You don't have to put on this like fake person or this fake personality to get someone's attention. And then they find out later on, oh, you know, like, I know women are afraid that they're going to be pigs in front of guys. I think that's what they're afraid of.
No, it's no, it's, I mean, unless you're like putting your face in your plate, like, it's not a problem, you know?
Right.
Everyone, like I said, everyone eats. Don't worry about it.
You just eat everything. Like, yeah, you know, because I know, I'm not trying to, you know, make this a negative thing, but I've noticed whenever we have bagels on campus visit days, everybody goes for them. I'm just
I gotta do it.
I'm like sitting back and I'm watching. I'm like, wow,
people on their like third bagel.
Like, and I'm like, I'm eating half of a bagel and you're on your 4,000th one. But we do have a lot of bagels, so they have a lot of bagels left, so I think that's okay
sometimes. Yeah, that is true.
There's a lot of us, so. And then the last one I'm going to go with, I mean, we are running a little over time, which is totally fine. I guess Aaron can't call, but, you know, he was still with us in spirit. But the last one is, say exactly what you mean. Men can't read your mind. If you know what you want, be upfront rather than expecting us to read between the lines and getting disappointed later. It's frustrating when women get mad at us about that. How do you feel?
Oh, God. This is the age old. This is the golden question here. This question. Yeah, this question is just, this is the one that I think men, we, like I said, we're simple. We just kind of don't think. We just say what comes to our mind. Usually, hopefully. I mean, that's what I do personally. I just say what's on my mind. And not to be stereotypical again, no offense to women, but often women assume way too much. Like, women assume that we know something, or they assume we're going to do this. Or the worst is when we get the, oh, do whatever you want, or or make it's up to you, and then we do whatever we want, or we make up our own mind,
and then we get bad.
Yeah, and then we get in trouble for it, or we get like yelled at, and it's like, well, I did what you said I should do. Why am I in trouble? Like,
well, just, at least you should like know. At least you know it's like kind of like the hint, because I know it's kind of frustrating for you guys, because I know I've done it before too, and I don't mean to. It's just kind of unintentional. But when we say, "Oh, do what you want," we want you to think about it. Like, well, yeah, you should know this.
I mean, we do, but then, like, what?
We're just like, well, okay, you told me to do this, so that makes sense. I get that.
Like, it. We understand that, like, you, like, women, we understand that women want us to think about them, but, like, come on now, you can't come out and say, do whatever you want to do, and then when we do it, get mad. That's just kind of asking for it. If you don't want us to do something, like I said, say it. Like, speak what's on your mind, you know?
Yeah, because I know it was hard for me sometimes to kind of say what I wanted to say, because I was afraid of what the other person would say or how they would think.
Yeah, and that was, like, my next point. Like, if you're, like I said, if you're afraid of bringing up your own thoughts or being your own person, like, then there's like, a problem. There's a problem that needs to be, like, talked about, you know? Because you should never be afraid to ask a question. You should never be afraid to bring up what you want to bring up or put in your two cents, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's not cool.
Well, I'm glad that relationship is over, because it was all...
freedom.
Yeah, freedom. It's been, you know, couple years will be something like that, but I'm just happy it's over. So that was the relationship.
It's a learning experience.
Yes, a learning experience all the time. So I'm glad you guys are happy. And so that was the article from Cosmopolitan, relationship advice from men, and we had a special male guest who could confirm it and kind of either agree or disagree or kind of like be in the middle about some certain things. So that's our show. And that's the final show, and it's really, really bittersweet. Unfortunately, Aaron couldn't call, but, you know, again, he was...
Thank you for having me on. Thanks for listening,
guys.
Not a
problem. It's
really
fun.
This is a sick setup.
I know.
I love it.
He's really, really excited that he's in here. He's just taking it all in. Was that right? That's how you said it?
Taking it all in,
So now we're going to take pictures. And, again, thank you guys so much for listening to the Chatterbox. I had a great time talking to you and talking, because, I mean, I'm a talkative person.
It's what you do. It's the radio.
Exactly. And, I mean, you don't want dead air unless you're trying to, like, find your words, I guess. And I'll tell my audience that. I'll be like, so the word I'm looking for, I don't know how I feel about this, you know, stuff like that. So, you guys, I will be coming back hopefully next year after I come back from the Disney program. I have about 42 days left until
I
leave.
A lot to talk about. To inform everybody.
I will. You know, I'm going to have a Tumblr page. I have a Twitter now, and I have Facebook still. Instagram. You'll be seeing me all over the place. So again, thank you guys for listening so much, and I hope you enjoyed the chatterbox as much as I did. Thank you for the listeners. Thank you for the support. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for to my guests being on the show. And stay tuned, because you never know what's going to come next from DJ Bubbles. So I'm going to leave you with one last song. And I am not a Justin Bieber fan, but this Boo. Song is really, really catchy. Sorry.
Men everywhere.
Boo. Sorry. I'm not a believer. A believer, yes. But I do like this song. It's very, very catchy.
Hey, guys, go look up the video clip before Justin Bieber pukes on stage. It's awesome.
Wait, what? Oh, I didn't even know about this. What? Oh, okay. Well, then, did you know that Justin and Selena Gomez got back together? They broke up and they got back together? Do you know this?
No, I didn't.
Okay, we'll see. That's
all right. I didn't know he liked girls yet.
Oh, yes. You know, see, you know, on Twitter, you know, Phil Werrell, I guess, and he, like, made fun of Justin Bieber, and he says...
Will Ferrell?
Well, it's he switched Phil, it. Yeah. He switched it around, so I was like, okay, but he was making fun of Justin Bieber, and it was pretty funny. So you guys should check it out on Twitter. But, again, I'll go ahead and listen, or let you guys listen to the song, so I want to thank Chris for being here, and Aaron, I know... You tried really hard to call, and you couldn't be here with us, but thank you for being with us in spirit. So take care, guys, and I'll see you guys next year.
Would you rather?
I'm hungry.
Beauty from the east, beautiful confessions to the priest, beat, beauty from the streets, beat. don't get to see every time beauty on the beat.
There goes my baby.